Simone Show.
710 WOR.
Well, Rob Astorino, of course, great broadcaster, also a lot of time in government, Westchester County executive. He was one of the candidates for governor this past year, and it's good to have him with us. Rob Astorino, how you doing?
I'm great, Mark. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, we were talking about this before. They want to raise the thruway tolls. They want to raise the bridge tolls. They want to... Where the hell does all this money go, and why do they need to raise it?
And don't forget congestion pricing.
Yeah.
They want to put in Manhattan below 60th Street. And it's amazing, right? You know, congestion pricing took a little backseat during the campaign. Hochul kind of, you know, she wavered a tiny little bit to give people some hope. And then, of course, she's, you know, full steam ahead. And nowhere in the conversation were increases in the tolls along the thruway at all during the campaign. They kept that quiet, just like Tish James is keeping, you know, alleged sexual abuse within her office quiet until after the election. But that's what they do, and they get away with it because the media never pokes around, never follows up, and always gives them the benefit of the doubt. This happens all the time. You know, I was just in Texas last week, Mark, and I have to tell you, just like in most other states, if you're driving around, I was on the President George W. Bush Turnpike. Yeah. I was on 183. West. All these roads are smooth sailing, wide, and I don't drive like a bobblehead. It's like there's no potholes. I come to New York, back to New York, and I've got like neck problems because they're working on the same thing everywhere for like 10 years and nothing gets fixed, and yet they need more money.
Well, I'm not an expert, but obviously, if everywhere else is perfect and ours aren't, they're using inferior materials, bad workmanship. Hey, you were in government. Weren't you in these meetings when they revealed stuff about how they really do this?
Oh, it's amazing. It's incredible how much junk is in this because, look, everybody gets it. The engineering companies get it. If there's architectural firms involved, you know, then there's the general contractors and there's the unions and there's prevailing wage. Then there's, you know, everything is thrown into these projects. And it's about 25% more expensive to do public works projects in New York because of the labor laws that the Democrats put in all the time. So not only is it inferior and it seemingly never ends, but it's much more expensive.
Yeah. When Donald Trump got elected, he was going to do something about this because they overpaid by like 10,000% for infrastructure. and he was going to put together a committee of the top builders in America who really know the cost, and they were going to go over every bill and go through it. And every one of those builders told him, I can't be on this committee. I'll never be able to get any projects done again with these unions. So,
yeah, but even if they identified all the things in these federal projects, good luck trying to undo what the policies are in all these agencies and the laws are. I mean, you can't – there's so much little wiggle room to cut costs without a major overhaul, and that's just not going to happen legislatively. Wise, because the, you know, the Democrats are going to protect the unions.
Yeah, so there's no solution to this. We're stuck with this forever?
There's a solution that's just not going to get done. The Democrats are never going to do it. You can do some things in how you write out the specifications for the bids. So there are some things you can do. You can penalize companies for not getting it done on time. But then inevitably, there's work order changes. There's unforeseen circumstances, quote, that come up. And things need to be ordered or redone. And it's like, okay, if we don't do it, the whole project stops. So what are you going to do? You're at their mercy.
Yeah. So we're talking with Rob Astorino. Hey, you mentioned Letitia James. This looks pretty bad. There was serious allegations of sexual harassment in her office. And it looks like leading up to the election, she covered it up. You're not supposed to do that if you're an attorney general, are you?
Well, she got away with not having to debate Michael Henry. Let's start with that.
Yeah.
So if she were in a debate, she would have been asked these questions potentially, never was, never had to, and never held her feet to her fire. The media, they just give her a complete and utter pass. And I mean, who knows if these came to light? It should, in theory, right? She took down Andrew Cuomo for these same kind of allegations. And by the way, it's Cuomo's birthday. Did you sing happy birthday to him?
Oh, my God. hang on. Let me see if the gift shop is open here.
And she, of course, kept this dead silent until afterwards. Now, here's the point. what repercussions is she going to face? None from the voters. She's got four more years. None from her party, right? So what's really going to happen here? It's either going to be swept under the rug. Is a district attorney going to pick it up? Who, Alvin Bragg? David Soares in Albany? This is going to just get swept away.
Wow. So, if you're a regular listener, you know, we were pushing Rob Astorino for governor. He would have been great. We get Kathy Hochul instead. Is anything going to change with Kathy Hochul? Is she going to suddenly do something about crime or Alvin Bragg? Or will anything make her change?
I think she's going to get worse because she's completely uninhibited. And the left is still going to control things. Look, she had no vision. She laid out no plan for what she wanted to accomplish in 4 years, and she got elected, right? So now she can say, oh, I got a mandate. A mandate on what? Nobody knows. But it is whatever she says it's going to be now. And the legislature stayed Democrat, and it stayed supermajority. So it was a real somewhat disappointing for the Republicans, although they picked up some seats. There was some real bright spots throughout the state and a lot of things to build on. And yet they still control things pretty firmly. So they're going to do whatever they want to do. And, you know, what's to stop her? Nothing. And who knows what she stands for? Nobody. Yeah. she was at one point much more moderate when she was a one-term congresswoman and when she was the town clerk and county clerk out in Erie. But now, I mean, she's like Kirsten Gillibrand, you know, and it's horrible what they've become in order to get to where they are.
And Rob Astorino, the state legislature, the assembly, what are they going to try to pull next? Because we have to depend on Eric Adams and Kathy Hochul to battle them. We're in real trouble, aren't we?
Good luck. Well, we know Kathy Hochul is not going to battle them. Eric Adams, so he's up next, right? He's up before the governor's race. He's got, 2 years, 3 years? So he's got to accomplish things. And right now, he hasn't really accomplished anything. And crime is still a huge issue. If we're still talking about crime as a big issue in 3 years, he's definitely vulnerable. Now, is he going to be vulnerable from the left, some lunatic? Or is he going to be vulnerable from a Republican, maybe, or another moderate Democrat that comes along? Possibly. But he's got to get some things done. Just going to Qatar to prepare for the World Cup coming to New York, New Jersey, and North America in 4 years ain't going to get it done.
Yeah. You could really fix this crime problem pretty easily. You know, get rid of Alvin Bragg. And if I were the mayor, if you were the mayor, wouldn't you call Rudy Giuliani or Ray Kelly and say, could you come, could we meet? Could you show me what to do? It's that simple, isn't it?
It's really simple. Put more police on the streets, deploy them the proper way, give them the tools back that they need. And obviously the no cash bail, but getting back to things that work, like the broken windows policy, when we were in this same situation, you know, 20 years ago, and we turned it around because Rudy Giuliani had the, you know what, to go out and say, this is unacceptable. And he gave the police department the policies that they needed to actually effectuate crime. And they did. And the whole public bought into it. And the corporations built in, you know, bought into it because we changed Times Square, right? From the disgusting place it was to what it is now. So yeah, it could be done, but Eric Adams can't do it by himself. He actually does need some help from Albany, and right now he's not getting it.
Yeah. Well, this is not cheering anybody up here. Is there any good news in New York State? Anything good happening?
No, there isn't.
Oh God. Well,
the Rangers won last night. I guess that's a little bit.
All right. Hey, this plan for Penn Station, you've seen this. I mean,
yeah.
It's a total garbage dump now. But in between that and this Taj Mahal they're proposing, isn't there like a middle ground for a little less money?
I think it's a perfect place to put a casino, too. Why not? You know, you can go gamble, go on a train, go home, maybe some drinking in between. All the vices, put them in one place, one building, and just let's get it over with. This thing is going to be massive. It's so typical Cuomo, right? He wants everything huge. He's just like Trump in so many respects. He was just like Trump. But, you know, look, Penn Station, you said, is right. I mean, it's just it's disgusting. And it's not pleasing to the eye or to the nose or to any senses.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, you're right. I think something in between would be nice. Open air, you know, airy feel and clean once again.
And all this talk about casinos, it's the last thing we need in New York, but yeah. That's just politicians looking for huge donations, isn't it?
Of course. I mean, look, it's not the economic engine. It never was. This was Cuomo's whole thing back in 14. You know, casinos, the ones upstate are dying.
Yes.
They're dead. Have you ever been to any of them? They're absolutely empty. And, you know, here to put them in the New York metro area, Yonkers Raceway or in Times Square or New York City, whether it's Hudson Yards or I don't get it. I mean, it's if you go to Niagara Falls, which is not a pleasing place, the city of Niagara Falls, that casino that they put there, that's the only bright spot there. I mean, there's been a little bit development, but it still has not flourished like it was supposed to. You go across, you go into Canada, and it's booming. It's booming. The New York side is dead. So casinos are not the answer. They bring more problems sometimes than anything else.
Well, great stuff. Rob Astorino, you follow him on Twitter. It's Rob Astorino at Twitter. Where else should we follow you? Instagram?
Yeah, I follow him just on the streets.
Oh, okay. But great stuff. Rob Astorino, always good talking to you. And thanks for being with us.
Hey, Mark, thank you very much.
All right, take care.